What does a single share of Berkshire Hathaway worth over $400,000 tell us about wealth creation? That patient, informed investors who understand the market's fundamentals can transform modest investments into extraordinary fortunes. Yet for most Americans, Wall Street remains a bewildering maze of cryptic symbols and seemingly irrational price swings. The gap isn't intelligence, it's education. Strip away the jargon, and the stock market reveals itself as a surprisingly logical system built on timeless principles: ownership, value, and human psychology. Wall Street began 400 years ago as a literal wall. Dutch settlers built it to contain livestock and exclude Native Americans from their trading post. That defensive barrier evolved into a commercial street connecting river docks, then into the world's financial nerve center. Today, Wall Street means far more than a physical location. It's an ecosystem where capital flows from those who have it to those who need it, with everyone taking a cut along the way. In 1792, 24 merchants signed the Buttonwood Agreement under a tree, pledging to trade only among themselves, the original NYSE members. By 1952, fewer than 10 million Americans owned stocks. Today, 84 million do, and institutional investors control nearly 60% of all equities, worth roughly $7 trillion. The real question isn't whether you're smart enough to invest, it's whether you're willing to learn the language. When engineer Jack Campbell creates New Bright Lighting Company and issues 250,000 shares at $10 each, your 100-share purchase means you own 0.04% of everything: equipment, patents, cash, and future profits. New Bright earns $260,000 its first year, $1.04 per share. The board compromises, paying 26 cents per share as dividends while reinvesting $195,000 for growth. The market sets New Bright's value through calculation and emotion. Trading at 20 with $1.04 earnings gives a price-to-earnings ratio of 19. The 1.3% dividend yield looks modest, but if profits double every 5 years, that $20 stock could hit $80, while dividends grow to $1.04, yielding 5.2% on your original investment. The system operates on two levels. The primary market is where companies sell new shares to raise capital. The secondary market is where investors trade existing shares through exchanges. Algorithms execute trades in microseconds, while circuit breakers halt panic selling, lessons from 1987's 22% single-day crash. Most companies follow the rules. The real edge comes from reading financial statements as stories about how businesses operate. Three statements matter: the income statement, what happened this year, the balance sheet, what the company owns and owes now, and the cash flow statement, where money actually moved. The income statement shows sales minus costs equals gross profit, then subtract expenses, interest, and taxes to reach net earnings. Trends matter most. If sales grow 10% but earnings grow 15%, management is improving efficiency. If sales grow but earnings shrink, something's broken: rising costs, pricing pressure, or operational bloat. The balance sheet reveals financial health. Current assets minus current liabilities equals working capital, the cushion for daily operations. A current ratio of 2.0 or higher signals strength. Below 1.0 suggests trouble paying bills. The magic metric is return on equity, net income divided by stockholders' equity. If a company earns 15% ROE and reinvests 75% of profits, it can grow at 11.25% annually without borrowing. Companies earning below 10% ROE generally underperform. Compare these numbers across years and against competitors. Patterns emerge. The story reveals itself not in snapshots, but in motion over time. Invest $2,000 in a company earning $1 per share, growing at 15% annually, paying 30% dividends. After 12 years, earnings reach $5.35 per share. Your investment grows to $8,025, generating $160 annual dividends, an 8% yield on your original capital. A company growing 15% annually doubles in 5 years, multiplies tenfold in 17. The formula, ROE times retention rate equals growth potential. A company with 16% ROE, retaining 75% of earnings, sustains 12% growth indefinitely. Merck turned $1,000 into $53,100 from 1960 to 1990. Walmart stock, bought at $58 in 1990, initially fell, testing resolve. Holders turned $5,800 into $40,408 by 2002, plus $240 in annual dividends. But growth isn't eternal. Kodak and Polaroid dominated until digital technology destroyed them. Meanwhile, 3M, founded to quarry a worthless mineral, reinvented itself through relentless R&D. Your betting management can sustain high returns on new capital. When that breaks, exit immediately. In 1637, a single tulip bulb sold for 5,000 florins, enough to buy a luxurious home. 6 weeks later, prices collapsed to 300 florins. Fortunes evaporated. Fast forward to 1929. Americans believed in a new era of permanent prosperity. Stocks could be purchased with just 10% margin. $1,000 controlled $10,000 of shares. When reality hit, the Dow plummeted 89% over 3 years. The internet bubble topped them all. Netscape's 1995 IPO ignited imaginations. Valuations reached absurd levels, stocks trading at 80 times revenue, not earnings. When it burst, over $1 trillion vanished. The pattern repeats. A promising concept attracts investors. Rising prices spread enthusiasm. Valuations disconnect from fundamentals. Disappointing earnings jolt investors back to reality. Panic selling follows. Only a handful survive. Understanding this cycle helps you recognize when you're dancing near the edge. Greed and fear move markets. The trick is feeling them without succumbing to them. Not every investor seeks maximum growth. Many need income and capital preservation, goals stocks alone can't provide. Bonds are IOUs issued by corporations and governments, promising fixed interest payments and principal repayment at maturity. If a company fails, bondholders get paid first. The trade-off? Upside is capped at the stated interest rate. Bond prices move inversely to interest rates. Own a bond paying 5%? When rates rise to 7%, your bond's price must fall until its yield matches the market. If rates drop to 3%, your 5% bond becomes valuable and trades above par. Municipal bonds offer tax-exempt interest. A 5% municipal bond equals a 6.94% taxable bond for someone in the 28% bracket. Convertible bonds blend both worlds, allowing conversion into shares at a predetermined price, participating in upside while providing downside protection. Money markets serve short-term needs: treasury bills, commercial paper, certificates of deposit. These mature in under a year, offering liquidity and safety, but modest returns. Sophisticated investors allocate strategically based on age, income needs, and risk tolerance, rebalancing as circumstances change. Wall Street isn't a casino. It's a marketplace where informed participants consistently outperform the clueless. The difference isn't luck or insider information. It's understanding what you own, why you own it, and how to read the signals embedded in prices, financial statements, and market behavior. Technical analysis teaches timing through charts. Fundamental analysis reveals value through earnings and competitive positioning. Together, they form a complete toolkit. But here's what matters most: patience. Warren Buffett didn't become wealthy by trading frantically. He identified wonderful companies, bought them at reasonable prices, and held for decades while earnings and dividends compounded. That $7 Berkshire Hathaway share became worth $400,000 through relentless value creation over 50 plus years. Start small. Open a brokerage account. Buy a single share of a company whose products you use daily. Read the annual report. Watch how the stock price responds to quarterly earnings. Notice how your emotions shift: the euphoria when it rises, the anxiety when it falls. Learn to separate signal from noise. Over time, you'll recognize when a stock is genuinely undervalued versus merely cheap. You'll spot bubbles before they pop. You'll understand that volatility isn't risk, it's opportunity for those who've done their homework. The market rewards knowledge, punishes ignorance, and compounds both over time.